Okay, we're all in good company.
Oh, we got one. We got another judge.
Oh, my
gosh. Right there. All right.
And Judge Rhodes was the recipient of the Sandra Day O'Connor Constitutional Scholar Award in law school. My claim to fame with respect to the Constitution and the Supreme Court was that in 1984, I was almost kicked out of the Supreme Court for falling asleep during oral arguments. Okay, so.
Another fun fact.
Another fun fact.
Okay.
Okay, so let's talk about some lessons learned from the pandemic. I would say that we're through the pandemic, but maybe not. There's the new variant out there. So let's just talk about some lessons we've learned, because we may have to go back to those lessons. So what do you think from the perspective of the bench, or some lessons we've learned?
I think, as a general matter, most of the judiciary has learned that we can conduct court electronically in some manner. Not all matters, not every matter, but a lot of routine matters can be conducted successfully by phone or video. Before the pandemic, courts were conducting court in that manner sometimes. So I grew up in Alaska, and so y'all can imagine that between the size of the state, the lack of roads, and the weather, that there might be reasons to conduct court remotely, and they have in the past. So it was a fairly common practice to have, you know, routine motions, oral arguments by phone. So it's, for me, that seemed fairly natural. But for a lot of judges, they were kind of resistant to doing it at all. But with COVID, you were sort of forced into doing some of it. And I think we've all learned that that can be successfully managed. You just have to figure out which ones you can have audio or video arguments with, and which ones need to be live. For the most part, at least my experience has been, a lot of the consumer volume kinds of cases where there are no contests can be handled electronically. And so that was a pleasant thing to learn.
I appreciate telephonic dockets. I'm sure I'm not the only one who can say that. I have fancy AirPods, and I put them in my ear, and I am in court, and I like that. Because I think Zoom has been great for meeting with clients. I am amazed and impressed by the amount of attention my clients pay on Zoom versus sitting across the conference room table in terms of looking at their schedules. I have had clients look at their income and say, no, actually, that's 13 cents, not 23 cents that is on that number. And they're just really, they've been really diligent about staring at the screen and looking at their schedules. Because we require wet ink signatures on our declaration of electronic filing and our statement of social security numbers, I still have to meet in person. So I think that has doubled my signing time. So I appreciate the ability to be able to conduct court telephonically is time saving, which is important. If you're working on a flat fee basis, you're looking for how many ways can I save time in order to make money, which in my definition of success, that's success. I've saved time and I've made some money. So let's talk about success. So if we had a debtor's attorney, a creditor's attorney, a trustee, and a judge all walk into a courtroom, my guess is everybody would have a different perspective on a successful outcome for when they walked out the door. So I think P plus P equals S. And we have the formula for you. We've worked very hard. And this is the formula for success. So let's talk about the first P, some processes. So Not to say that we want to hear what the judges don't like about us, but if you could share with us some things that you think could help us be more successful.
I think almost every judge would tell you it's all about preparation. So thinking through how to be prepared, right? So some of that involves, or a lot of it involves evidence. So, you know, you really need to spend a little time thinking about what's the issue du jour, what are you disagreeing about, and what evidence do you need to prove up your side of the case, right? And, you know, when we were conducting court in the courtroom, on more than one occasion, I've had a lawyer turn to their file, rip a page out of their file, and say, here it is, this is my evidence on this issue. And I would bet many, if not all, of our judges can say they've seen that. The problem is, you know, when you're talking about being prepared, how does that get done in the electronic world? You know, and so it's
share my screen.
If it's on your screen, if you have an electronic copy. So part of that is, but how do we have a copy of the exhibit to mark for the record, et cetera? So it's really, I think all of the successful strategies involve thinking through what you need to do and just being prepared, right? Now, I recognize sort of the pragmatics that you can't